You know, a lot of people just want me on the front lines fighting against, you know, coronavirus lockdown or something. You know what? That's not my battle. I'm not interested in that battle. I have no interest in fighting against the government's policies on taxes or, you know, their lockdown or whatever. You know what? Those things are out of my control. I am not running the state of Arizona. I'm not running the city of Tempe. I'm not even running this block. Okay? I'm not running anything except a local church. And I'm here to preach a spiritual message. But you know what? Some people, they're just, all they do is just obsess about politics. Whether, and if it's not the coronavirus or the lockdowns or mandatory vaccinations, which, by the way, I haven't seen any mandatory vaccinations, and I think it's highly unlikely that there will be any mandatory vaccinations. And you know what? Maybe there will be. Let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Hey, obviously, I'm not taking the vaccine. My family's not taking the vaccine. But here's the thing about that, though. If somebody could put a gun to my head and said, take this vaccine or I'm going to pull the trigger, then I would take the stupid vaccine. Because, look, I don't want to put that filth in my body. I don't want that filth to go in my family's body. But you know what? I'm not willing to die for that. Maybe you're willing to die for that. You know, somebody said, hey, if somebody comes out at me with that needle, it's going to be the first shot in a civil war, like a little pun intended there with the shot. You know, this is the first shot of the Civil War. And look, I'm telling you, I'm totally against vaccines. I and especially this experimental, untested vaccine. And look, our government is so full of garbage that it's a fraud where they're getting vaccinated on TV. Yeah. That's a saline solution. Right. That is fake. Okay, Dr. Fauci gets the vaccine, and then he's like, yeah, my arm's just a little sore, no big deal. It wasn't the arm he was vaccinated in. And literally, it was I'm not kidding, it was a split screen. They literally had a split screen where you see on one side, you know they love the split screen, one side shows him getting vaccinated in his left arm, and then he's going, yeah, you know, it's no big deal, my right arm, you know, he just reaches over and grabs his right arm and says, yeah, my arm's a little sore, but yeah, no big deal. He's grabbing his right arm saying it's a little sore. They're vaccinating on the screen with the left arm at the same time. You know, what did we just watch? That's fake. Yep. It's not sore. He just knows that a lot of people feel a little soreness. So he just wants to be like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, a little soreness. You know, that's what everybody has, right? No, because saline doesn't make you sore. You're not going to feel sore from that. Can I get a witness? Lola? So, you know, the point is that obviously these people are fake. Yep. When they get that on TV. Because here's the thing. First of all, they're probably not even taking it. But even if they did take it, they don't want to take it live on TV. Because if they start getting a rash or what, you know, they don't want, because then it would really just freak everyone out. Like there was that one woman who got the vaccine. She's like, oh, it's so great. We're so excited about the vaccine. And she's like, and then she... And then the fact checkers are like, no, she did not faint from any individual ingredient in that vaccine. And then you read down the article and it's like, well, it wasn't any individual ingredient because these three people got three totally different vaccines with all different ingredients and they all fainted. So therefore, it was just the vaccine that made her faint, but it wasn't any one particular ingredient. Thank you, fact checker. And look, let me just go off a little bit here, because I want to make you happy, because this is a sermon that doesn't make you happy. Jesus and taxes is not a happy sermon for you. So let me just have a little, let's give you a break, make you happy, tell you what you want to hear, right? Tell you stuff that you like. Okay. Here's what the independent fact checkers, I saw the perfect meme to describe the independent fact checkers. It showed Paul Revere like riding on a horse saying, the British are coming, the British are coming. And it said, oh, false, because not all the British are coming, just the army. That's literally what every single fact checker article reads like. Yep. Well, it's not all the British that are coming. I mean, there's still some people over there in Britain. In Britain. You know, it's like, what? That's a fact check? You know, in principle, the idea of an independent fact checker is actually a good idea. It's a good idea because sometimes, you know, you'll see some archaeologist dusting off some skull that's like 10 feet in diameter. Look, giants, you know. And people post it and think it's real. And that's where you need the fact checker to be like, hey, this is a hoax, this is Photoshop, or whatever. You know, so in principle, it's not a bad idea to have an independent fact checker just for things that are a hoax, not matters of opinion, not just having some hardcore. Folks, these people are real independent, aren't they? Isn't it funny how they're always left-wing 100% of the time? That's independent fact checker. And their articles are so stupid. Like, this is the make you happy part of the sermon. This guy, there's this article that said, man arrested at a ball game for refusing to wear a mask. Fact checkers found this to be false. So I click on the link to see, okay, what's false about this? Well, you know, yeah, they told him he had to wear the mask. He wouldn't wear the mask, so they made him leave because he wouldn't wear the mask. And so then they actually arrest him for trespassing. So basically you're saying he got arrested because he wouldn't put on the mask. Well, no, he wouldn't put on the mask, so they arrested him for trespassing because he wouldn't put on the mask. Or man arrested for running down the beach. Man arrested for jogging on the beach. False. Fact checkers found this to be false. It's like, I click on it. It's like, well, actually, he didn't get arrested for running down the beach. He got arrested because he wasn't supposed to be there running down the beach. And so that's why he got arrested. It's like, ah, that's what the article said. It's so stupid. Like, or it's just like, woman faints after receiving coronavirus vaccine on live TV. False. False. There was no individual ingredient that made her do it. It's like, what? It's not false that she fainted on TV after getting it. Just get over it. Like, why do they have to fact check? And literally that woman fainting, there were like five fact checks. It was just like, boom. It was like so many pop-ups are just coming at you or something. Just like, no, no, this isn't true. This isn't real. This can't be happening. It's like, how many fact checks? And literally, like, you can type in anything into YouTube, and they have these little warning labels saying, and well, hey, go to Donald Trump's Twitter. Everything that he says is false, according to them. Like, it's just like, every single tweet is just like, this is, this, nope, 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 nope. He's the president of the United States. And it's just